Wanda, W-A-N-D-A, Forrester, F-O-R-R-E-S-T-E-R. She was born 5/31/52. This is a 72-year-old woman originally from Little Rock, Arkansas, divorced, has one child, lives in a group home, currently on hospice with COPD, O2 dependency. Patient has required a visit because of increased shortness of breath, air, hunger, sputum production, and had issues with low-grade temperature a day or so ago, period. In the paragraph, she tells me that she can't breathe, she's very weak, she has issues with walking now, especially with her worsening symptoms, she has sputum production, and on exam, she's definitely not moving much air, period. In the paragraph, Ms. Forrester is a heavy smoker, has a history of tobacco abuse in the past. She said she quit smoking 2 days ago. ! Has never been a heavy drinker in the past, period. New paragraph, she used to be a carpenter, a welder, and has done different jobs in the past, period. Allergy, mostly psychiatric medication, including Haldol, Prolexin, and Seroquel. Family history, died. My dad died because he was a drunk. She tells me mom died of old age. COVID immunization up to date. Review of system, cough, congestion, shortness of breath, bloating, air hunger, anxiety, requires a lot of air blowing her face to be able to breathe, sputum production, low-grade temperature, medical problems, COPD, severe, on hospice because of a diabetes borderline, but because of her significant weight loss, she's not taking any medication, hypertension, neuropathy, hand pain bilaterally, has had wrist surgery times two, stroke times two, uses a walker, left-sided weakness. Also had neck surgery as a child, she tells me. Also has had a history of scoliosis and left hip surgery. Surgical problem as above. Review of system as above. Medication, Neurontin 600 BID, codeine for pain, Norvasc 10 milligram, Lisinopril 20 milligram, Lorazepam 1 milligram. She tells me Lorazepam is not helping her. She used to be on Valium, and that helped her so much more. And she would like to try that at the end of her life, she tells me. She also put that also history of right kidney failure in the past. On O2, on exam, she has 2 liters of O2, 2 to 3 liters of O2, so that's 94%. Pulse is 114. She's at febrile. Blood pressure 110 over 60. Heart positive, small positive to lungs, bronchi, roused bilaterally, not moving much air. Abdomen distended, neck positive JBD, skin no rash, oral mucosa dry, lower extremity trace edema. Here we have a 72-year-old woman with end-stage COPD related to her excessive tobacco abuse in the past, right-sided heart failure, now suffers from worsening symptoms secondary to exacerbation of COPD. Given her sputum production, change in the color, increased shortness of breath, air hunger, I think she would benefit from Levaquin 500 milligram once a day, prednisone 5 milligram, 3 tablets twice a day for 3 days, and taper. Neb treatment around the clock, always rinse her mouth afterward, continue with O2 at 2 to 3 liters, and change Ativan to Valium 5 milligram PRN up to 4 times a day for anxiety. Period. Overall prognosis is quite poor. She also suffers from right-sided heart failure, which and pulmonary hypertension, most likely quite severe, causing her symptoms of lower extremity edema. Period. Knee paragraph. She has chronic pain because of hip problems, status post left hip fracture, scoliosis, shoulder issues, and shoulder surgery and bilateral wrist surgery. Period. Knee paragraph. Would like to be cared for at home. I spoke to her caretaker who's and explained to them how to administer the medication, which will be delivered shortly via hospice hotshots, H-O-T-S-H-O-T, period. Ms. Forrester was in much better mood after my explanation regarding her condition and our evaluation today. Thank you.